The starting pitcher for Lehigh Valley on Saturday was Alec Asher, one of the many pieces acquired by Philadelphia from Texas in the Cole Hamels trade last July. Asher has pitched on the mound at Coca-Cola Park before. He's even spent a month in the majors with the Phillies last season. But Saturday's start was his first start this year at the AAA level after being promoted from AA Reading. It was a career performance for Asher. He picked up the win, going 8 2/3 innings without allowing an earned run, coming within one out of pitching a one-hitter, the final pitch resulting in a two-run homer that forced his departure. Asher joined me before tonight's game, and I asked him, at what point in a game like that does he know that he's brought his A-game?
Sometimes when you get done with your pregame bullpen, you kind of know I got my stuff today. But that wasn't the case the other day. I felt like it was a normal day of pitching. Honestly, once the game started, I really didn't think much about it. I just kind of took it pitch by pitch, batter by batter, and just tried to get the next guy out. And next thing I know, I'm in the fifth, sixth inning, and I'm rolling. And at that point, I was like, man, I don't know, I guess I'm feeling pretty good today. And then once you have the lead and you're pitching with the lead, you kind of say, okay, I'm just going to start attacking guys. And then balls start finding gloves, and then you end up getting your way out of some jams, and everything's good.
8 2/3 innings pitched. That's the longest that you've gone in your professional career. Did that cross your mind at all as you were out there on the mound?
Not until probably about the ninth inning. I kind of realized, oh, crap, I'm going out for the ninth inning. I haven't done this before, so... it was definitely something I thought about when I went on the mound, but once I got out there, I said, okay, just take it as if it's another inning and just go about your business.
Did you want to pitch the complete game?
Oh, of course. I mean, I don't want to come out of that, but I was at a lot of pitches, and it ended up being a one-run game, so we had to go for the win, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Did you ever try and talk Brundy out of taking you out of the game?
No, I didn't.
Will you next time?
Probably. I mean, I'll try my best, but he made the decision on his walk up, so I didn't really get a chance to talk him out of it. But if he ever comes to the mound and asks me how I'm doing, I'll say, Brunny, let me do this. So, no, but he went to Eddie, and Eddie came in and got the job done, which is fine with me.
Alec Asher joining us. Life pretty good for you lately. The other day, I know you want that last pitch back, so I'm not even going to ask you that, but I'll ask you what happened on that last pitch that you threw.
Just a bad pitch. I hung a slider, and he put a good swing on it, and there's really nothing else than that. He beat me on that pitch, and all I can do is tip my cap to him.
You started the year in AA, in part because you were learning a new pitch. You're a guy who's made it to the major leagues, pitched with the Phillies for a little bit last season. If you've had such success in your career and been a big league player, why learn a new pitch?
I mean, there's no perfecting this game. And I mean, you're always looking for ways to try to get better. I mean, and adding pitches is never going to hurt you, I don't feel like. So I didn't really have much success at the big league level last night or last year, and it didn't go the way I planned. So I kind of looked back on it and reevaluate myself and say, okay, what could I do better? And kind of me and Max sat down and said, maybe we can start incorporating a sinker, something, a fastball that moves, rather than trying to be too perfect with a four seam. So just the results I've gotten from spring and early in this season have been tremendous. It's the moving fastball has made a big difference so far, and I only think it can help me from here.
I'd imagine, given the way you've performed so far this year, that you are fully confident, but are you fully ready to go full bore ahead with that pitch at the big league level if you had to?
Absolutely. Just early, I mean, like I said, early in the season, it's been a great help, so I'm just going to continue to throw it and hope the results continue to be good, and see where it can take me.
Alec Asher joining us here on the AT&T pregame show. If I understand correctly, at the age of 14, you got Tommy John surgery by famous Dr. James Andrews. First, what led to needing Tommy John surgery at such a young age?
Just, I mean, me being born and raised in Florida, I mean, you know, you can play year round. So I went to a charter school in middle school, which was the high school and middle school were together. And if you had the opportunity as a sixth grader to play JV baseball. So I made the JV baseball team in sixth grade. So I was playing high school baseball in sixth through 12th grade. And, I would go every day after school and practice. And then during the week, I'd do my last year little league. And on the weekends, I would play my travel ball. So I was pretty much pitching in three games a week, going a significant amount of innings. And at that age, my elbow couldn't take it.
Do you think that's part of the reason, or at least a lot of the reason, for this so-called epidemic that's growing throughout baseball of arm injuries for pitchers, overworking them, especially when they're young?
I mean, I'm sure, yeah. I try not to look into it too much. But I know a lot of people are having it nowadays just because guys are getting so big and so strong so fast. And their elbows can't take it. But I don't think there's anything wrong with playing the game a lot, because that's how you get good. But you just got to be smart about it. And I'm thankful for having the surgery at such a young age, because it taught me how to take care of my arm. After that and do my arm care and stuff like that they teach you in pro ball. So I think learning that at a young age couldn't hurt, but I wouldn't recommend getting the surgery unless you need it.
So no part of you feels as if I've got this out of the way really young. It seems like every pitcher needs it now. That's better for me.
No. I mean, I wouldn't force a surgery on your body if it doesn't need it. So just, like I said, you just got to be smart with what you're doing. And obviously, if I could look back and I could change it, I wouldn't pitch in three games a week. But I mean, I just love baseball. I love playing it. So I just did what I wanted to do. And it just, luckily everything worked out for the best for me. So I can't really complain. But,
how'd you get hooked up with Dr. James Andrews? Cause he's a guy who's working on the highest level of professional athletes. Yeah. And I'm sure it wasn't the cheapest surgery in the world, and here you are, 14-year-old kid, granted a very good one, coming up in the ranks, but how'd you get hooked up with him so young?
You know, I mean, I don't really remember the whole story, but I just I remember my dad just reaching out and sending an email to, I think, his secretary or someone, and she got it, and somehow, I couldn't tell you the whole story. You'd have to get my dad to tell you, but he said, come down, we'll take a look at him, and I was at that point, I believe I was the second youngest he had performed the surgery on. And the only reason he did it was because my dad was so big. And I was so big at that age. I was 14. I was probably almost 6 foot. So I was really big and strong for my age. So he said, if you turn out to be his size, then you'll be fine. So, I don't know why he did it. I don't know, but, I'm thankful for it. And, it's really a blessing.
Asher did admit to me, without the help of Dr. James Andrews, he may not be where he is today, saying that his career may have taken an entirely different course and not one for the better. It's also worth noting that perfecting a new pitch was not the only reason he started the season in Double-A. Asher came up short in a competition, seven guys competing for five rotation spots to start the season in Lehigh Valley. Call-ups by the Phillies have opened up some spots since, and there's no question that Asher has made the most of his demotion.